Hello, and welcome to Religious Roundtable, a program sponsored by the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association and broadcast by our hometown station, WSBS Radio. I'm Vivian Orlowski, and I'll be moderating our discussion this morning. I serve as Quaker representative to the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association and worship at South Berkshire Friends Meeting. Today, our topic is aging in place. Surveys nationally and here in the Berkshires have shown that most people, a vast majority of people, would prefer to remain in their own homes as they age. In order to do that, many elders need community connections and services. Our guests are leading two initiatives in the Berkshires that will help provide the needed framework. Margaret McDonough, who goes by Peg, right?
That's right.
Is a planner at Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, where she serves as coordinator of the Age Friendly Berkshires movement. And Howard Shapiro is a psychologist, retired United Way executive, and nonprofit management consultant. Along with his wife and other volunteers, Howard is organizing a transformative initiative to create villages in the Berkshires. Good morning.
Good morning, Vivian.
We greatly appreciate having both of you join us this morning.
Thanks for inviting us.
Especially since your programs kind of complement each other. Mm-hmm. Why don't you, instead of going into long introductions with me speaking, why don't each of you take a minute and tell us a little bit about your backgrounds and how it connects with what you're doing now?
Well, as you mentioned, I am a regional planner at Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, but prior to my joining the commission about a year ago, I was engaged both earlier in my career as a nonprofit outreach and education coordinator for an environmental group, and also later I actually entered the financial services field, where I worked mostly with mature adults to plan their retirement. And then I decided, sort of at the end of about 15 years doing that work, that I would return to planning. And the opportunity to work with Age Friendly Berkshires came up, and I leapt at the opportunity.
How long have you been with Age Friendly Berkshires?
I've actually only been there for a year. Mm-hmm. I came on board when we were completing the planning phase for the movement. And now, happily, I get to do the fun part, which is implementing.
Yes, indeed. Howard, what about you?
Well, as you've indicated on my background, my entire career has been in the nonprofit movement. And since retiring, I have been involved in volunteer activities here, with a number of organizations, including the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, OLLI at BCC. And my efforts in my work in the past have also involved starting new organizations like this, particularly in the area of the developmental disabilities movement.
So, Peg, you mentioned age-friendly Berkshires. excuse me. Has or will age-friendly Berkshires involve local congregations or religious groups in your planning activities?
Absolutely. Many of our members, certainly as individuals, are members of faith communities all across the county. But in the course of our planning phase and now during our implementation phase, we had the involvement with many of the churches and congregations around the county, including groups such as Berkshire Interfaith Organizing, the Parish Nurses, and others. And when we were holding some of our public forums and making presentations and doing field testing of some of the things that we ended up putting into our action plan, we availed ourselves of the facilities provided by the faith communities.
Now, how are you mentioned this action plan, the planning stage that you came in toward the end of. How are you implementing that action plan, and what's the connection to the villages concept that Howard is initiating here in our area?
Okay, well, the action plan was created by a diverse group of individuals, first starting with those focused on elder care and health care in the region. Mm-hmm. But as we went forward with it and realized the complexity and the fact that we would be affecting virtually everybody who lives here, the movement broadened to include many other groups, businesses, nonprofits, many individuals, as well as government entities. So we feel we've amassed a coalition now, a very strong coalition that does cover many of the bases that we've looked at, including housing, transportation, communications, and many others that I'll mention. But one method that communities are using to strengthen the bonds of community and to allow people to age in their homes, because when we do get older, we might need some help. So in order to create the networks that are strong enough to support so many people who are aging in place, people are starting villages. And that's where I met with Howard. When I joined, he was one of the people that was most active in beginning a movement here in Berkshire County.
If I might, I might like to add, having been involved earlier, or I should say my wife being involved earlier with the Age-Friendly Berkshires as a member of the Active Agers Advisory Council to them, there are 8 domain areas, and many of those domain areas are areas of concern to people who are trying to age in their home. They include things such as transportation, community engagement, housing. Many of the issues that are ones that are also of significance to villages.
That's right.
There's a lot of overlap. I was involved in a gathering back in 2015. I guess it was the kickoff of the Age-Friendly Berkshires. We got a handout from the World Health Organization, the 8 domains. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes,
that's right.
And I was looking at that before the program, and I was thinking, this is not just for older people. We all need this.
That's right. It's not really old age friendly. It's all age friendly.
That's great. I'd like to ask Howard more about that, too, because I heard a video that he did at Berkshire Community College where they talked about the intergenerational aspects. Let's continue with Peg, though, for a minute, and tell us about that connection with the village concept and how you're working with partners on a potential village model for rural low-income parts of Berkshire County. For example, your initiative up in North County.
Sure. Age-Friendly Berkshires applied for a grant through the Department of Housing and Community Development, I'm going to say last year. And we got a grant to do really a feasibility study because, as you may know, villages were first formed in more urban areas among middle and upper middle class people.
In Boston first,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Beacon Hill, Boston. And but it worked so well. And because it is a grassroots, self-created and self-sustaining organization that people create for themselves, we thought that maybe this is something that people who live in rural areas like Berkshire County, Northern Berkshire County in particular, could actually use to their advantage as well to help strengthen the bonds of their communities. And we did a program over a course of several months. We had 3 community conversations. We had about 75 to 80 people attend those. And we did some one-on-one interviews with a lot of the nonprofits up in North County. And we also spoke with Councils on Aging, some of the community development groups that are up there. And we really kind of tried to drill down into to see how older adults, you know, receive services, how they, you know, what they feel about remaining in their homes. And like everywhere else in Berkshire County, they too just want to stay put. They love it here. They're not going anywhere. They're not moving to Florida. So unanimously, I would say, everybody said, yeah, sure, why not? Why wouldn't it work here? I think the thing that becomes a challenge here, of course, is things like transportation. When you can no longer drive, how do you get around and how do you remain connected? So that
which is not such a problem in the cities because you have a lot of public transportation there.
Precisely. Yeah. So I think delving into the village concept is very appealing, and I know Howard's going to tell you some more about that.
What are the next steps up in North County, though? Do you have anything on the table right now?
Yes, actually. We just yesterday wrapped up, well, we did a wrap-up meeting on September 5th that, again, was well attended. We also had some state agencies come and join us for that wrap-up meeting. So that does show some interest on the higher levels, which is going to be important sustainability-wise. But we met yesterday with a nonprofit, Northern Berkshire Community Coalition, who has expressed interest as perhaps being the hub for a group in North Berkshire to get started. And so we really, it was just very preliminary discussion, but we connected them with the Village to Village Network, which is a national network that a nonprofit that is supporting the development of villages across the United States. And they are going to do some investigating on their own to see how it will fit in with their existing programs.
Speaking of rural low-income areas, besides in the Berkshires, I was intrigued by a National Public Radio broadcast on how the village movement is being adapted in rural areas. And that story featured Community Connections in Oregon, that was their name, run by a social service agency using a time bank option where members get credit for helping each other. And then when they need help themselves, they can draw on those credits. So not everybody would have to pay with cash for services, but could do it by participating. So my question to Howard is, would age-friendly Berkshires consider including a similar option in order to make services more accessible and also empowering, so that people would know that they're not just getting services, but they're getting a return for the help that they've offered.
There are a number of different village models.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, there are 230 villages across the country, another 120 in development. The models vary. There's many different kinds of things, some totally volunteer-operated, some time bank, like you described. Some are nonprofit organizations that have formed, Peg is describing, some have done so under a sponsoring agency.
Mm-hmm.
The model that we're looking at here, considering that it is a rural area and that it is low income, is one in which there'll be it's called hub and spoke in the movement, where there'll be a hub organization that will be all of the administrative arm, and then local villages developing across the county that will, in fact, determine how they want to operate, but will have the resources available to them from the central village that I'm describing.
So each local branch would not have to have hired an administrator or have the necessary back office type of of people.
It's very
efficient.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Another difference that I think that we're looking at here too is that many of the villages have membership fees,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily excessive ones, but fees. And our concern is that we not limit that to people who can just afford it. And so we are going to raise money so that individuals who are of lower income can participate as well, so that there'll be sponsorships to encourage that kind of involvement. And you said earlier, and I want to repeat it, that we're also looking at this being intergenerational. We're not just confining it to people who are in their 60s and older. We're offering it to families because we recognize that some of the families in these communities, too, need some kinds of assistance, and maybe frequently from our members who are older who can provide assistance to them with their children or other kinds of activities. So we're looking at a more broad-based model than many others have considered before.
Right. And if I might add that Howard's overarching model of the hub and spoke, assuming there is this hub, the spokes are free to operate their own little organization, their own village, any way they want. So to answer your question about time banking, that was one item that somebody brought up in North Berkshire. And some people thought that was a great idea. Other people felt that you join a village to both receive services and give services, and It's almost like give from the heart, help from the heart without counting. So some people kind of didn't like that concept at all. But to be sure, they haven't really worked out how it'll end up looking.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
No, nor do I. But no. You're right. It remains to be seen how people will do it.
Absolutely. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Religious Roundtable. I'm Vivian Orlowski from South Berkshire Friends Meeting and the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association. Our guests today are Margaret McDonough, coordinator of the Age-Friendly Berkshire Movement, and Howard Shapiro, co-founder of Villages in the Berkshires. So Howard, let's get back to you. We've kind of talked about this already, but is there a defined mission of Villages in the Berkshires? And you talked about the hub and spoke. You want to talk a little bit more about where it's going to start, where the hub is going to be, and then how you envision adding on the spokes and the timeline for this?
Yes. First of all, our mission is to enable people to age in their own home by fostering independence, a sense of security, and a meaningful life. We've recognized as primarily really from the Age-Friendly Berkshires survey that, as you said in the beginning, we recognize that there are probably 90% of the people want to remain in their own home as they age, and that's very important. My wife likes to say, as they have additional birthdays, which is fine if you want to think of it that way.
Makes sense.
So that is our mission. We are working closely with Age Friendly because it is part of their action plan to look at these kinds of models, but also because many, as I said earlier, many of the services areas that they're looking at are areas that will be important to people who are in the village. We look at the village movement as one which is is member helping member. Not just in the time bank concept, but many of the people who will be participating will also be people to whom we can refer services. I think another thing to keep in mind, there are a number of services out there already.
Absolutely.
That are in place, and our aim is not to duplicate them. One of our goals is to have a call-in center for all of the villages that will be operating where they can find information about what is available in the community, what is available to them, and whether it is available to them in their own communities.
That's wonderful. I know it's hard to ask. There's so many things to do, it sounds like, on this. This is like a full-time job for you, even though you're retired.
Exactly. Yeah.
Given all the unknowns, do you have an estimate of your timeline on this?
Yes, interestingly, we're holding a steering committee next Monday where we're going to be discussing that. So I'll give you a preview.
Okay.
We've been working on this since June of 2017. And began with an organizing meeting. You asked earlier where we see the first village. We're looking at the central Berkshire area and including the towns of Lee, Lennox, Stockbridge, and Pittsfield. So as we move forward. We've had a lot of interest already, but need to explore more. Our goal now, meeting next week, we have a steering committee that is working on many aspects that are required to build such an organization, including creating the nonprofit. And we hope to be in operation and have our first beginning members as of April 1, 2019.
Oh, what a wonderful time to start in the spring, of new life and new beginnings. Sounds like your background is a nonprofit, with United Way, which works with so many different nonprofits, and then as a nonprofit management consultant, is really ideal for shepherding this, especially in the formative stages. Who are some of your partners?
Well, Age-Friendly Berkshire.
Yes,
obviously. Is our number one partner.
Yes.
Another partner is that is the ALI organization that I mentioned earlier, ALI at BCC. Early on, we approached the ALI Board of Directors and asked them about their interest in participating with us. ALI is an organization that serves people 50 and older with educational and social and other kinds of events. And we thought that it was a nice match, particularly since we saw in villages that many of them are providing social and educational opportunities, and this seemed like a good match. As we investigated, we learned from the national organizations of ALI and the Village to Village Network that that Peg mentioned, that there were no other Ollies in the country that had formed a partnership with a village. And so we will be the pilot, really, for such an activity by our efforts in that direction.
That seems to make a lot of sense. How many Ollies, for those who don't know, Ollie stands for, I looked it up, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which
Correct.
Is at Berkshire Community College. How many are there throughout the country?
120.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, I had no idea about
All
that.
All associated with either universities or colleges.
Yeah, by almost by definition, because they're for continued learning experiences. Well, that seems to make a lot of sense, rather than reinventing the wheel on educational programs when you have something already in place. Any other partner organizations at this point?
Not at this point, although we have begun to reach out. When we did our focus groups, we reached out to a couple of the churches to help us bring them in and participate with us. We've looked to having a meeting with the Pittsfield Area Community Congregations, now learning about your organization, it would probably be very helpful to us to meet with you as well.
Great. We look forward to learning more. In the program that you recorded up at BCC, you were talking about, it was last spring, 2018 spring, you were talking about how an upcoming meeting here at Berkshire County Community College, South County.
Yes.
How did that go?
That was done in April.
Okay.
It was information community center meeting. We opened it to individuals from Great Barrington, Egremont, and Alford primarily, and advertised it. It was the first sunny day on a Saturday in spring, and we had a limited, I would say, turnout, but probably about 20-25 people.
That's not bad, especially for such a day.
Showed a great deal of interest, and some have actually gotten involved with us already, working in different aspects of the organization.
So how do people, whether they're involved with the congregation or just listeners who are interested in this, if they're interested in getting involved, who would they contact? How would they find more information?
Well, that would be me. And my email address is hlshapiro@roadrunner.com, all in small case, or contact me by phone at 413-212-9948.
Okay. And Peg, what if folks want to get in touch with you?
We have a website at agefriendlyberkshires.com, and I have an email as well, agefriendlyberkshires@gmail.com. But I'm at Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, 413-442-1521, extension 16.
Okay. Is there anything else we haven't covered yet? We have about another 5 minutes that you'd like to bring up.
Sure. I think we would love to appeal to your listening audience to please contact Age Friendly Berkshires. We would love to come and talk to you about what this movement is all about and ways that people can get involved, not only clergy members themselves, but certainly their congregations and so on. That would be a wonderful opportunity for us, and we can certainly use all the help we can get.
Howard, is there anything particular, or I have a question for you if you don't.
Well, go ahead.
On that video that you participated in, there was talk about outreach to the high schools to get, as well as the community college, of course, but at the high school level, which really interested me, because I think one of the things that we need to do more about is promote intergenerational contacts and activities. I think it benefits everyone. And I know my husband comes originally from Europe, and when he came to this country, it was a while back, but many decades ago, but he was shocked to see the differentiation of how young people stayed with young people and old people stayed with old people, and there wasn't the same type of, not only at the family level, but at the community level, more intergenerational activities.
Yes, we agree, and we think that's very important, and what was being suggested in that video was that we will approach the high schools who... Many of the high schools require their students to have community service activity, and we're going to capitalize on that by trying to involve them with the villages where they can provide assistance for some of the service needs that people have to remain in their home. It might be something as simple as taking out the garbage once a week, but it might be also, which we've learned is very much a concern to people who are in their more senior years, and that is of technology assistance. And
oh, absolutely.
Our young people have the knowledge for that and are certainly ones that could be very helpful to people that we're looking at. And in terms of your audience at large, we're looking for volunteers to participate with us, both in the terms of services as we grow, but right now, as we begin to organize, people who have skills in communications, who have skills in finance or fundraising, as we begin to move forward, would be very valuable to us as well.
So now that you answered my question, is there something else that you would like to add?
Peg?
Well, I think the village movement, I know that we've mentioned a few communities that have expressed interest and are already working with Howard, and certainly up in North County as well. But virtually everyone that I talk to about age-friendly Berkshires also mentions the village, regardless of what town. So literally we've had calls from Lanesboro, Richmond, Sheffield, Great Barrington. Up and down the county, there is interest. So we really feel that this is our moment, and that we certainly want to capitalize it and see if we can get as many villages going as we possibly can. So
let me add to that. Although we talked about starting in a central village, if your audience has an interest in organizing something in their community, please have them contact me. There's no reason why we can't start with others as well, as long as there are people here in their community who are willing to work with them as they begin to organize.
Do you want to give me your contact information again? Because not everybody may have had something ready to write the first time you gave it.
Okay. hlshapiro@roadrunner.com is the email.
And the phone?
And the phone is 413-212-9948.
And Peg?
You can also get to me through our website, agefriendlyberkshires.com, and agefriendlyberkshires@gmail.com
okay.
is my email.
Okay. Well, we look forward to keeping track of what's happening and having you on the program again in the future as things launch and get underway in 2019. And I think this is really exciting, and I think it has a lot of potential for those of us who are older, as well as you said, extending it and involving those of all ages in this wonderful program. It's time to bring our discussion to a close, and I want to thank Margaret McDonough, coordinator of Age Friendly Berkshires Movement, and Howard Shapiro, co-founder of the Villages in the Berkshires. I also want to thank Jesse Stewart, program director at WSBS, our hometown station, for your ongoing support for Religious Roundtable. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for another Religious Roundtable discussion.
Is pre-recorded in the WSBS studios on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Any comments, viewpoints, or materials presented by the hosts and guests of the show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WSBS Radio and Town Square Media.